There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Telebaba Tapes.
Okay, recording. Episode
115.
Yep, grabe no. Anyway.
This is called Life Pegs.
Woohoo. Oh.
And gusto natin mas ano, mas chill yung episode na to kasi
ano?
We had a vulnerability hangover from the last one.
I guess last
one. Yung you've exposed too much of yourself to the public na gusto mo magtago.
I think the last two. Parang the first, yung...
Ano ba yung last two?
Yung kay Marius. Ako yung super galit.
Oo.
And nag, I don't know.
Pero righteous naman yun eh. Eh yung last episode about agnosticism.
Parang naghubad, ganun.
Parang naghubad.
Ikaw. But I've had... But
it's a form of exhibitionism.
I've had friends who sent me messages na parang relatively daw mas chill ako dun sa last episode. Like,
at may nakuha rin ako na mga messages na relatively in the...
You're so intense.
In what episode is that? The Marius Black episode, 113. Mas intense ka raw kasi.
Yeah. Than normal, I guess. Ayun.
May kanya-kanyang pain points in life.
Yeah, I guess. Ayun. So, anyway, this is more of like a...
Hangout episode lang. Chill.
Or, just mamaya na intense.
Oh.
No, but I guess this is not topical masyado, hindi siya trendy. Hmm. But it's something we've always, you know, it's something that came up from time to time. Anyway, let's get to the topic. So, life pegs. Let's, definition of terms muna ulit.
Hmm.
So, when was the first time you heard about the word? Like,
actually, ayoko yung word na peg. Naasar ako.
Kasi,
it's actually, sa wait, ginagamit ba yung pegs sa ano?
Sa
ibang cultures like American or British? It's I mean it's an English word. O sa Pilipinas lang yun?
Well, it's
galing
an
yan
English
nga,
word.
Galing ko nga galing yan kay ano eh. Angelica Panganiban. Yung ano po ang peg?
Hindi, pero I think it's a more recent ano ba?
Hindi, yeah, feeling ko naman. Pero hindi ko siya naririnig sa mga ano. Let's say sa mga interviews ng mga artists or directors or musicians sa YouTube na parang, oh, our peg for this album was
that. Yeah, it's a more Filipino...
Colloquialized, no?
Kasi, I don't know if advertising ba or production term siya, di ba? Na ito po yung peg.
Uh-oh.
I think it was brought more about when we started using Pinterest or nung mas naging social media yung I guess globalization din.
Uh-oh.
Kasi ano ba talaga ibig sabihin ng peg, diba? It's like
reference
or influence. Like peg as in yun yung parang pinagkakapitan mo nung idea or nung execution or whatever.
Recently though, may nakita akong comic book related post. Si Frank Miller. You know Frank Miller, the artist.
Yeah. Love that guy.
Meron siyang drawing ng brutalist building sa isang comic book niya na Daredevil. Tapos in interview siya, where did you get this idea from for the building? Sabi niya na, oh, it's a building from the Philippines.
Okay.
By a man named Loxin.
Wow.
Kasi brutalist building siya. Sabi niya, I just found this clipping and it went into the file.
Okay.
Yun pala yun. Yung term dati
into
sa PEG.
Into the file.
Into the file. Or the file.
References nga siya eh.
So may parang envelope raw siya na puro random pictures na gusto niya. Tapos binunot niya from the file.
I think kasi, yung nakaka-turn off sa term na PEG is the culture around it. Like, how, naririnig ko kasi siya parang madalas production tsaka
actually, it's a production term.
Younger creatives na parang when they present ideas, kunwari, oh, I have an idea, my PEG is, parang wow, wala pang insight, wala pang idea, PEG agad. Na parang how derivative is it na may PEG agad? Na I think pre-proliferate yan ng media agencies or influencer agencies or clients when they brief influencers. Tapos kumalat na, na parang, okay, so hey influencer, the PEG is ganyan, tapos gagayahin mo siya. Parang,
pero ito, as someone who creates stuff also, na let's say kahit for personal art or commercial, okay, commissions, whatever, gusto ko malaman yung take mo on PEGs. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Or do you sometimes subscribe to that idea?
I think PEGs are necessary in terms of communicating what you mean. But I think creative people or people who ideate, yung kumbaga kung ikaw yung nag-iisip ng ideas, kung ikaw yung creative dun sa, yun yung role mo. I think red flag for me if you start with a PEG. Especially in advertising or in art or any creative thing. Kasi it means very derivative na siya. But I understand using PEGs if you already have an idea and you're trying to explain it to a, ano ba, I love my clients, but you know, some clients, hindi naman sila as imaginative as us, di ba? Or maybe hindi as wide as our references yung nakokonsume na nila. So for me, useful communication term yung PEG sa mga hindi as, please understand me. Sa ano yan, less imaginative people. So parang imbis na sabihin mong, yung gusto kong framing ay centered, symmetrical, tas wide lens, and then color palette ay pastel na medyo 60s mod vintage thing, tas very, very Anglophile, Western, whatever. Ibig sasabihin ko yung ganyan kahaba, sabihin ko Wes Anderson na lang yung PEG, diba? So it's, in short, katamaran siya, no, to be honest. Pero reductive siya and ano pa ba?
Pero it's a, ano nga, it's a shorthand.
Yeah. But it should be used sparingly. Alam mo yun?
Although ako, when during the pandemic, when we were, I was part of a group who pitched movies, movie ideas to the major streamers and major ano production companies. Naglagay na ako ng slide kasi doon ako sa pitch team. Usually, may dinadagdag akong slide doon na para in the interest of time, magigets ka agad nung yung concept. Pero sinasabi ko doon sa creative team namin na sige, maglagay tayo ng PEG pero gawin nating equation palagi. Hindi lang isang PEGs. Hindi lang isang PEG.
Oh,
rather. For example, Nick, this reality TV show that we're pitching is Naked and Afraid plus Indiana Jones. So, hindi lang reality show plus reality show. Parang magkumuha kaming isa pang seemingly unrelated movie pa nga eh, plus reality show.
Na, well, from our, ano ba, episode 113, di ba diniscuss ko din yung Rick Rubin na, I mean, sometimes you have to remix things, diba? I mean, napaka-arrogant na tingin mo yung inutot mong idea ay original, diba? So, you have to remix things. I respect that. Pero, diba, may naisip ka muna eh. Tapos ginamit mo lang yung PEG as, you know, to communicate what you mean faster. Yun. I guess that's it. And, yun nga, kung sobrang direct ginaya, diba?
Or ang hate na hate ko talaga yung ano, let's make a Filipino version.
Oof. Oo.
Of Indiana Jones.
Ayoko yun!
Let's make a Filipino version of Knives Out.
Oh no.
Ang ano eh, parang antamad, di ba?
Oh.
And ang dugas.
Or sige, kung gusto mong i-adapt, gawin mo siyang literal adaptation. Like,
or aminin mo.
Aminin mo, oo.
This is, di ba ginagawa yan?
Oo.
This is a direct translation of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
May ganun eh, di ba?
Adaptation nga. Or this is loosely based on blah, 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 blah.
Uh-oh.
Like, just fucking say it.
Pero creative yun, na parang, I'm gonna make a play based on, let's say, Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yes.
But it's set during the Japanese occupation in diba, Manila. Yun, okay. Yun. Creative yun.
May pag-iisip ka na ng slight. May remix na ng slight.
Hindi ako naasad na doon.
Ako din. So anyway, we're anyway, digressing.
Yeah. No, we're not digressing. This is pegs.
So, using that term na pegs. So yun na nga, parang pinauso siya ng creative industry and those adjacent to it and maybe marketing. And then we started coining it dahil sa boom of influencer and probably Instagram, social media, nabuo ang konsepto ng life pegs. So, kung may pegs ka in like your layout or your art or your
movie,
Instagram post, movie, music, whatever, napunta siya sa, I'm guessing like the lifestyle writers or lifestyle influencers kind of encroached the idea at poof, life pegs. Mm. Ayun na, naging term na yung, oh, life peg ko si ganyan. Life peg ko si blah, blah, blah.
In other words ba, parang hero ko si ganyan? Bias ko, sa in K-pop, it's bias, di ba?
No, bias kasi is kind of desire.
Ah, desire. Diba?
Siya yung type mo.
Eh kung avatar ko si ganyan. Pwede.
Pwede. Or, hindi eh, kasi avatar is like, your RPG character, di ba?
Ah, sabi.
Yun eh. Life peg is may, I guess the closest is idol.
Ah.
Idol. And not even hero. Kasi hero pwedeng, alam mong magkaiba kayo, tapos hinahangaan mo lang. Ito idol na parang may replication, may copying, may aspiration, may yun. So life pegs. I guess for you ba, ano yung life peg?
Yun, sakto, sinabi mo. Pero yun na nga, honestly.
Pero
think,
pinipig mo yung buhay niya, so parang milestones yun sa buhay.
Hindi ito, as someone who loves reading biographies.
Okay.
In my 40s. Ngayon lang ako nahilig talaga magbasa ng biographies. Dati hindi.
I think it comes with our age.
Hindi, yun na nga, weird. Yung akala ko, yung mga binabasa kong biography, recently mga binasa kong biography, yung kay John Belushi, the comedian. Tapos may binasa rin akong biography ng mga punk rockers. So anyway, nagbabasa ako mga biographies.
Ng mga
comedians.
Okay. Rockstars.
Rockstars. Artists.
Okay.
And ano pa ba? Illustrators. Mm. Yun yung nakahiligan kong basahin ngayon. Na-realize ko kung 40 ka pala. Iba na yung tingin mo sa mga life pegs.
Okay.
Parang mas naging selective na ako.
Inserve yan.
But sige. Yun, sabi ko na. It's like, ano, shooting everything in the first, 30 minutes. Hindi, ano. Hindi, yun nga yung naisip ko.
Baka ba mag-
yung binabasa ko yung, binabasa ko yung biography nila na interesting naman. Kadalasan, ang sama ng childhood nila, tapos, neglected sila. Ito yung mga sikat, sikat na artista, musicians, yung talang buhay nila. Ganun. Yun na nga. Ulitin ko, ang sama nung childhood nila, usually divorced yung parents nila or nagtrabaho sa ibang lugar or abuse sila. Tapos, sa sobrang kulang sila ng attention, ginalingan nila yung isang skill. Nag-focus sila dun sa isang skill. Tapos, sumikat sila. Tapos, kinuha nila yung attention ng mga ibang tao na hindi nila nakuha sa parents nila or sa home nila. Tapos, sumikat silang todo. Tapos, syempre, as with any career trajectory in the entertainment and the arts, naging laos sila. Tapos, nag-drug sila or uminom.
Parang may
trajectory.
Stereotypical.
Oh, yung ano, di ba? Mga pinapapanood nating Elton John.
Uh-oh.
Bohemian Rhapsody, ganun lang naman. Tapos, yun, sobrang laos na sila. Sirang-sira na yung health nila tsaka yung buhay nila. Tapos, may isang friend or family member na, hindi, labanan natin to, kaya mo pa yun. Tapos, may comeback sila. Tapos, magiging sober na sila. Isusulat na nila yung biography nila. Yun, paulit, rinse, repeat, recycle.
And they'll earn money from it.
So, naisip ko parang, itong like. Kaya, tinatanong ko palagi kung sinasara ko na yung libro, yung biographical book. Okay. Iniisip ko, gusto ko ba yung buhay niya? Or parang okay rin yung parang ano lang, ordinary citizen lang ako.
Okay.
And half of the time.
Yeah.
Or more than half of the time. Parang gusto ko sabihin sa sarili ko, Danes, ayoko yung buhay ng mga to. Kahit si Paul McCartney pa yan or
whoever. No amount of parang, stardom or admiration or money.
Oh.
Okay. So, hindi. Kaya, so, para sa'yo.
Yun. I'm going into that. Tingin ko yung life peg is for your teens and your 20s.
When you're coming of age.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
So, kung sa mga Gen Z natin na listeners dito, gets ko yun eh. Parang pupunta sila sa Taylor Swift concert kahit ano. Kahit sobrang uncomfortable nung seats. Or nakatayo sila, nakabilad sila sa araw. Or yung manonood sila ng Twice or ng ano, ng BTS. Tapos ang gulo-gulo or ang ingay-ingay. Titiisin nila para makita. Gets ko yun eh. Sobrang gets ko yun.
Well, I mean,
ganun din ako dati. Hindi ko nakakalimutan yung importance ng life peg.
Pero hindi life, I don't think life peg yung parang Taylor Swift and
BTS. I'm sure, oo.
Talaga, i-pattern mo yung buhay mo, magiging idol ka or like, you'll write, I don't know.
Hindi, ako yun na nga eh. Yung life peg, kung sinabi mong, I'm gonna pattern my life after yun na nga, let's say Taylor Swift or Catriona Gray.
Okay.
Imposible yun.
Oo.
Kasi kaya nga siya life peg na maraming tao kasi iisa lang siya sa marami.
Pero, hindi kasi parang idol kasi yan eh. What I observe, yung mga life peg, usually, either mga local artista yan or, sorry, Filipino artista or yung medyo grounded or mild yung fame. Yung medyo may aspirational pero achievable.
Yes, hindi naman si Taylor Swift. Oo. More like yung YouTube content creator yes. Na may, let's say, 500,000 likes. Yun.
Kaya si Emma Chamberlain when before she got so big. I think
pero tama ka nga. Yung especially sa tayo, di ba, parang lumaki tayo na parang meron pa mga ultra mega celebrities na Will Smith, Brad Pitt, ganon. Yung Gen Z, Tom Cruise, yung Gen Z wala na raw ganon.
As
in yung mga idol nila, Instagrammers,
YouTubers,
YouTube,
TikTokers.
Yun.
So,
lalo na yung mga pamangkin ko. Idol nila sila Blippi.
Hindi, iba yun. Mga baby yun eh.
Hindi, pero still, yun yung kinalakihan nila.
Oo.
YouTube na, tsaka ano, social media.
Kaya nga. So, I guess, yung life peg kasi din, parang hirap rin, sorry, try ko kasing i-wrap around yung concept din sa Taylor Swift example or BTS, which I think hindi. Kasi, mysterious pa ng konti yung mga yun eh.
Oo, tsaka yung mga yun, parang manufactured na yung buhay ng mga yun eh. Yung so, parang, ito, nalaman ko lang. Alam mo yung mga biography pala ng mga artista? Yung, or yung
Who's
memoir nila?
Yun?
Hindi naman pala sila nagsulat
hindi
nun.
Hindi sila yun. Ano
may team sila?
Yes. Di ba nga si Harry?
Tapos inano talaga? In-engineer. Hindi, yeah. Yung ibang stuff doon, hindi nangyari sa buhay nila.
Si Prince Harry, di ba may ghostwriters nga daw doon sa kanyang tell-all, ano? Ano yun? Memoir.
Oh.
Yun. So,
kaya wag sa mga batang nakikinig dito, kung may nakita kayo mga tell-all memoirs na ganyan, written by your life peg, naku.
Naku.
Huwag kayo maniwala. It's barely a conspiracy.
Ako, I can, like may friend daw na ghostwriter siya. Hindi ko syempre hindi ko sabihin.
And they're paid to shut the hell
yes,
up.
Yes. The money is good. But anyway, so I guess yung life peg, parang it's brought about by social media and the facade of knowing someone that intimately. Diba na kita mo yung bahay nila, kita mo yung anong pinapakain nila sa anak nila, anong binibili nilang brat panty.
Although yun na nga, yun yung confusing sa social media and sa Instagram and YouTube. Yung quote-unquote amateur production.
Yes. Yung
minsan,
aestheticized authenticity.
Yes, minsan, akala mo totoo yun, minsan hindi nila bahay yun.
Oh, may rentals daw yun.
Oh, minsan hindi nila damit yun.
Yes.
Minsan hindi nila kotse yun.
Yep.
It's just that, bilang yung production values, hindi ganun ka pulido.
Oh, kaya nga aesthetic.
Iisipin natin, parang reality TV show.
Yes.
Yun. They borrowed the shooting techniques of a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Ginawa nila sa social media accounts nila. Kaya iisipin mo, ganun pala.
Yung pala yung bahay niya. Oh. Ganun. Ayun, so I think doon galing yung life peg na term. But,
Kung ganun nga, dangerous nga yung life peg.
Wala ba tayo dyan?
Okay, wala tayo dyan.
So, ikaw, for you, may life peg ka ba?
No, wait. Before we go there, pwede mo magkaroon ng life peg na hindi sikat.
Oh!
Let's say, kunwari, yung lola ko.
Oh!
Yung tito ko.
I'm gonna go there.
Pwede rin ba magkaroon ng life peg na patay na?
I guess. But yun nga, I think yung first life pegs natin, or the natural, occurrence, yung parang first life peg mo naman kung bata ka, parents mo, di ba?
Mm.
But how does it happen? Feeling ko, kaya yung mga nagla-life peg na hindi nila parents is when yung parents nila hindi ganun ka.
Hindi, ako, to a certain extent, idol ko yung parents ko, pero super, unique no situation namin. Kasi, medyo freak ako sa family namin. Ako lang yung, I'm the only one who got into the creative side.
Okay.
To a creative industry.
Okay.
Yung parents ko, yung dad ko, yung mom ko, wala talagang alam sa craft
creative
ko.
Industry.
O sa creative industry.
Writing.
At sinabi, naalala ko pa nga sabi ng dad ko na parang, anak, wala akong alam sa gusto mong gawin. So, kung ano mang maipon pera ko, mag-hire na lang tayo ng teacher mo or ng school na pwede kang matuto. Kasi wala talaga akong alam dyan.
Yan. Okay.
So, unique yung sa akin.
Pero, did you ever look up to your... Kasi, I can imagine, first life pegs natin yung parents natin in terms of milestones sa buhay. Like, at the age of 21, nandito yung parents ko. Nung 20, kailan sila kinasal? Parang sila yung first model mo of what adult life.
So, yung parents mo kinasal ng 22 sila? Gusto mong gayahin yun?
Hindi nga. Hindi ko nga ginaya. Parang, actually, mas naging life peg ko yata yung tito ko.
Uh-oh.
Na, I mean, hindi nga yung nag-asawa na eh. Mm. I mean, who knows? But, he's single. So, parang ever since, nakita ko nga yung sarili ko na ganun eh. But, I don't know if life peg yun or like, role model. I guess yun yung, I think life peg is the role model, parang evolution ng role model when we were children. Nung 90s, ang tawag dyan ay role model. Diba?
Na, to be honest for me, it's a stupid term.
Akala ko ba ako yung dito?
Producer.
Joke lang. Hindi, akala ko ba you are pro-life pegs? But anyway.
Oh. Dadating tayo dyan.
Okay. So, ito, sidebar. First sidebar. Ano yung difference ng, now that we pinned down that life pegs are sort of role models before, ano yung difference ng life peg sa mentor? Kasi I think nako-confuse yan ng mga tao.
Ako yung mentor, talagang may interaction ka with them.
Okay.
May internship ka with them.
May personal
nakausap mo sila at least once every month.
Okay.
Oo. Yung life peg, medyo malayo ng konti.
May distance.
Oo. May mystery.
Or like may parasocial relationship kayo.
Taas naman ng parasocial.
Define. Smart shaming.
Yeah.
Ne, parasocial is like, actually, parasocial relationship is your sort of one-way relationship. Like, how well you know a celebrity versus yung celebrity stranger ka sa kanya.
Mm-mm.
Yun yung parasocial relationship. But you can Google more about it. But yun, it's the one-wayness of an intimate relationship.
Mm-mm.
Yun. Pero, kasi napapaisip ako, yung life pegs ko, hindi sila celebrities kasi. Personally, ah.
Yung family members?
Hindi din. Like, probably teachers or industry friends or minsan office yung boss mates. Ko. Ganon. Ganon siya. Yun yung life peg for me.
Ah, okay.
I guess iba yung... Hindi ako ma-influencer-ish talaga. I don't know why.
Ako baliktad tayo.
Ano?
Mga sikat na tao yung life peg ko.
Sige nga, sino? Drop your life pegs.
Ellie Buendia.
But you sort of are friends.
Yeah, pero not to that extent.
Okay, fine. Oh.
Quentin Tarantino.
Okay, okay.
Stephen King.
Gets.
Kasi feeling ko, sa personality ko rin, with my head in the clouds.
Ano?
Masyadong mundane for me yung ano. Yung life peg ko yung ano. Yung barangay tanod.
Bakit?
Eh, fluffy nga ako mag-isip.
Gusto mo, and dramatic, ganun. Big picture things.
May ano, may orchestra music. Ang bawat
drum roll.
Ano, ang bawat
decision.
Kibo. Oo.
Kasi ako, person, yung, kumbaga, ako, nako-confuse ko minsan yung mentor tsaka life peg.
Eh kasi kilala mo nga yung mga life peg mo eh.
Like you have to, we have to have a personal relationship or connection. Para maintindihan. Kasi parang, for me, life peg is when I sort of compare my life with your life eh. Na parang, ah, kunwari yung boss ko. I admire him. Idol ko siya. I think, I consider him my mentor. Pero, hindi yung direct na, oh, ako yung magiging mentor mo. Walang ganong, walang ganong agreement. Pero, kumbaga, tatanungin ko siya, about, kahit even personal milestones na parang, tingin mo ba dapat na ako mag-loan mo? Ganon. Or, kailan ka nag-start mag-save for this? Or, kailan ka nag-start mag-invest? Ganon. Ganon yung mga tanong ko. Na outside work na. Yun. So, I consider that parang murky for me yung mentor tsaka life peg. Pero I guess yung mentor kasi, mas nakafocus sa career or sa craft. Mm-hmm. So, ginaguide ka niya dun. Ayun.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Anyway, do you think we need mentors or life pegs?
I'm the wrong person to ask kasi... Hindi ako ma-mentor na tao, napansin mo. I tried ren mentoring kids before.
Oh, anyari?
Nung when I was still directing stuff.
Anyari?
Well, naging okay naman sila. Pero, at the same time, hindi ako comfortable in the role.
Ayoko din yung...
Ano kasi ako eh?
Ako yung mentor mo ah. Oh, what the hell?
Uncomfortable ako dun sa... Ba't mo ko idol?
Yuck. Oh,
may ganun ako eh. And at the same time... Yung sa mga quote-unquote mentors ko, i.e. yung mga professors na sinisipsipan ko before, na friends ko pa rin naman on Facebook ngayon. Para nagki-cringe ako sa sarili ko dati. Naiyak ang kulit ko sa kanya. Ang sipsip ko sa kanya, parang, ugh.
Tsaka, there's something
Hindi ako ano, yung Marty McFly and ano, Doc Brown. Wala akong ganung tema sa buhay ko. Ano.
Ako nagki-cringe ako dun sa term na, ah, prodigy siya ni ganito.
Parang,
I don't like that.
Or yung like, ano, Verrocchio and ano, and Leonardo da Vinci.
I don't like. Hindi ko kaya.
Wala rin ako nung ano eh, yung parang, I'm the next blank. Yung parang Robin to Batman. Alam mo yun?
Ayoko yun.
Ayoko yung parang, kunwari sa directing, wala akong maisip na iba eh. Hindi ko yung, wala ako sa mindset na, oh, you're the next R.A. Rivera. Gets mo? Or, you're the second coming of Eric Mati. Wala akong ganun sa system ko eh. Yung parang, even sa young kids or veterans, wala ko yung parang, kunwari, oh, the director Adolf Alex is the second coming of Lino Broca. Hindi ako magaling.
Nagkikringe din ako dun. Oh, kasi,
parang wala siya lang, may sarili silang landas.
Kasi, like, may ex-boss ako na sinabihan niya ako na parang, oh, parang ikaw na yung nag-fill ng shoes ko. Parang, wait lang, girl! Kasi ko, hoy, hindi ah, may sarili naman akong ambag. Gunan ako sa kanya. Na parang, huwag mo ko i-brand na ako yung next ikaw. Kasi mako-compare tayo or like, I will just be in your shadow.
Mm.
Diba? Parang, tama ba yung preposition ko?
Tama.
Okay. Pero gets mo, parang, ayoko din yung comparison. And, nagki-cringe din ako sa, sorry kids, naloloka talaga ako sa mga statements na, I need some mentorship. No. You learn on the fly.
Yes.
Walang mag-aapparition sa yung senior person na, hello, I will be your mentor. Pag sinabi kang ganun, may masamang balak yun sa'yo. Di ba?
Parang yung ano, yung isang
quote
doon sa...
Why do you want to be governed by someone else? Anyway, anong quote?
Parang yung quote doon sa isang movie na napanood ko. Sabi niya doon sa assistant niya, there are two things that you should do.
Okay.
Shut up and keep up.
Oh, yun lang talaga.
Medyo totoo eh, di ba?
Oo. Naluloka ko din sa mga feedback.
Tama, hindi sinabi niya, hindi kita tuturuan.
Oo.
Ikaw ang mag-take ng notes.
Yes.
May privilege ka. May privilege akong binibigay sa'yo na pwede mo akong sundan, buntutan.
Oo. Marang, favorite ko yung sabi ng dati ko partner, hi Ryan. Sabi niya, anong mentorship? Kasi kung gusto nila ng mentorship, eh dapat bayaran nila tayo.
Oh,
that may sweldo ako for teaching you. But no, we are paying you. Diba? Sabihin mo, sige, part of the training. Hindi. Ano to, may syllabus tayo na,
pero in
hello,
fair,
lesson for today?
Yes. In fairness, when I was trying to learn photography, when I was fresh out of university, nag-volunteer ako as an assistant.
Apprenticeship
talaga. Tapos sinabi ko, wag niyo akong mabayaran.
Oo.
Gagawin ko yung trabaho. Pero eventually, yung mga mentors, quote-unquote mentors ko, kung hindi sila pwede doon sa racket,
binigay
sa akin.
Pero hindi naman parang pag nag-apprentice ka, hello, Wincy, for today as my apprentice, this is what I'm gonna teach you.
Oh, no. Wait, tsaka ito rin, kids.
Follow mo siya around, diba? And just fucking learn on the fly.
Sidebar unsolicited advice. Take it or leave it kung hindi nyo trip. Pero ito yung advice ko, kung may apprenticeship kayo, yung ginagawa ng mga kids ngayon na ano, na may notebook palagi tapos sinusulat yung notes sa notebook nila lahat na sinasabi ng mentor. Don't do that. Please. Do not do that.
Sorry, natawa ako. Oh.
Hindi kayo mukhang ano, efficient or matalino. Actually, you look kind of stupid if you do that. Wala nang grades ang ano, ang apprenticeships.
Oh.
If ever magno-notes kayo, pasimplihan nyo na lang. Pero yung may note, yung sinabi nung apprentice niya, nahulog yung ballpen ko, tapos sinulat mo rin, ay, nahulog yung ballpen
I'm
ko.
I'm dumb, sorry.
Oh guys, it's kasalanan ng school system yan. Na parang we became professional note takers na wala ng common sense, di ba? Pero yun.
Ako, I take notes, pero hindi ko siya parang, ano to, National Geographic.
Oo, exactly.
Person. You take
di, tsaka
notes
wag mong,
na ikaw yung may point of view, diba? Like,
wag mong ipapakita dun sa quote-unquote life peg mo or idol mo na nagtitake down noon ng notes ka, gawin mo after.
Oo.
Parang medyo cringy.
Cringy siya. Performative.
Oh, exactly. Yun. Look, sir, I'm an A-plus student. I'm following you. I'm taking down notes on every move that you make. It's actually creepy.
Oo.
Anyway, go. Yun lang.
Although ako ah, nakikita nila, lagi ako may notebook tsaka pen, pero pag titignan mo yung notes ko for that day, doodles lang sila.
Oh.
As in, parang recurring patterns, but that kind of helps me remember what they said.
Yeah.
Like, hindi per word, but anyway, sidebar yan. Pero yun, parang,
I sorry, ito na. Last part pala. Instead of taking down notes,
hindi. Ako chill.
Ganito na nga. Oh. Instead of taking down notes, tulungan mo yung mentor mo.
Totoo.
Tulungan mo magkarga ng gamit. Tulungan mo mag... Gets mo ba?
Oo.
Ang snobbish nung nagno-notes ka tapos ginagawa nung ano?
Tsaka ano, parang it doesn't hurt if you ask your senior, or say, mentor, yung mentor nyo, na can you teach me how to do this?
Oo.
Or ask them na, ano ba yung magandang way para gawin to? Kunwari, ano yung method mo pag para mag, nag-iisip ka ng... ano, ng print ads. Ang luma ng print ads. But, you know, how do you land to an, with an idea, ganyan? Sure, sasagutin kita. Pero, man, talaga ba?
Mm-hmm. Yun anyway. Lang, rant over.
Anyway, so, since na-discuss natin yung definition pretty much, mag pros and cons tayo. So, each of us just give one pros and cons of having a life peg.
Okay.
So, pros muna. You go first.
Well, ako pros. Well, one, honestly, especially if you're aimless and you're young. You're young and you're aimless. Okay na magkaroon ng framework.
Uh-huh.
Meaning a pattern of behavior.
Mm-mm.
From someone na successful.
Para siyang case study.
Oo.
Success story.
And okay rin yun. Kasi nga, kung bata ka, wala kang direction eh.
Uh-huh.
Wala kang focus eh.
Tsaka natatakot ka magkamali. Diba?
Exactly. So, kung yon, kung may framework ka, okay. Kunwari, kung sports, di ba? Nung 8 years old siya, nagigising na siya na sa umaga, tapos nagsuswimming na siya. Tapos kumuha na siya ng coach nung 9 years old siya. Tapos, nung 11 years old siya, sumalin siya sa varsity. Yung ganong klaseng framework.
Medyo, I mean, useful, di ba?
Super useful. Especially if it's from someone successful.
Yes.
Ayun. Kasi, kung wala kang framework, kalat ka eh. Hindi, you wouldn't, yun. Yun yung problema rin ng Gen Z daw ngayon. They don't know where to start. Because of so much information.
Tsaka ano na.
So many modules.
Parang the, ano yun? The irony of choice ba?
Paradox of choice. Yung parang ang dami namang YouTube lessons, tapos meron pang master class, tapos pwede ako mag-order ng book sa Amazon. Tapos orderin nila lahat ng books na yon, tapos nag-subscribe sila sa lahat ng services na yon. Tapos, okay. Hindi ko na-overwhelm na ako with the information. I need a new skill to master. Wala na.
Or parang dapat isa lang, no?
Oh.
Up to maybe 2 maximum.
Or one book.
Yeah. Ako, yung pros ng life pegs. For me, who had life pegs? Well, related to what you said, na I guess I'll expound that further. Kasi hindi rararar yung family ko eh. Hindi sila achiever. Alam mo yun, as in, decent people. But not necessarily super successful. Hindi sila billionaires. Hindi rin sila millionaires even. But decent people. But I think, aaminin ko na, may some appetite ako for ambitiousness. Like, I guess mas ambitious ako than my folks. So, I needed, yun, life pegs. Na
ambitious.
I have to, kumbaga parang, kailan ko ng role model beyond my family na mas malaki yung na-achieve. Hindi ko binibelittle whatever my folks have or achieved that. But, alam mo yun, ambitious lang.
And also, wanting a simple life, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes. And, Or maybe it's also motivated by gusto kong magbigay ng bigger things sa focus ko. Ano yun? Anyway. So for me, ang pros ng life pigs, there are things about my life na hindi na ituro sa akin ng school, hindi na ituro sa akin ng parents ko. For example, growing your money, financial literacy or financial diskarte. Hindi ko yun natutunan sa school, hindi ko yun natutunan sa parents ko. So, yung life pigs ko, dun ko ipapattern. Parang, yung mga, kunwari, industry friends or like bosses ko, paano ba sila nang move forward sa kanilang career? Tapos yung sweldo nila, paano nila nag-grow? Ganon, as practical as that. Kumbaga financial in a way, life pig. Or kunwari, style. Style.
Wait, sorry.
Yes.
Before you move on to style, about expecting teachers to teach you about financial literacy. May nabasa akong article about that na why we shouldn't expect our teachers to teach us about it, about that subject. Kasi raw,
this is
ano, especially in ano, especially in the in a third world setting, mababa yung sweldo ng teachers. Therefore, hindi sila makagawa ng good financial decisions.
O, isa, pare-pareho tayo nagsistruggle, ganun.
Nagigets mo ba?
Oo, nagigets.
Na parang versus, let's say, someone from who works in a bank.
Yeah.
That's why, ang tinuturo sa school, kadalasan, not related sa growing your money or financial literacy. Wala akong teacher at all in the whole history of my educational career. Walang nagsabi sa amin na ganito magbayad ng Meralco, ganyan. Because nga, the reality is, sobrang hirap na hirap sila financially.
Which, sidebar, it leads me to this thought na maybe the way we learn about money is quite elitist. Di ba? Bakit laging kailangan X amount of money bago mo siya ma-manage, di ba?
Parang weird nga yun, parang sex din. We learn about sex not from our parents or our school.
Yeah.
But from somewhere else.
Sana hindi porn. Kasi hindi yun.
Hindi sa bagay. some parents pala can teach their children about money and sex very well. Pero yung schools pala.
Yeah.
Two things you'll never learn from school. Sex and money.
Yeah. Although, alam mo.
Pero I think that's changing in Scandinavian countries.
I think mas, if student-led.
Matataas yung sweldo ng teachers.
If student-led, yung medyo mas progressive. And I think in college, you will learn. Kasi meron ng courses dyan eh. But, you know, nung sa Saints ko, meron akong elective na entrepreneurship. So, tinuruan naman kami paano mag-negosyo. Okay. Meron naman.
Kami wala. Tinuruan kami paano mag-nukle. Basic ma.
Okay.
Meron yung ano, mag-invest kayo sa stocks, mag-insurance kayo.
Walang ganun.
Wala talaga.
More like, natutunan ko yung concept ng break-even, ng inventory, mga ganang shit. Anyway,
the sad reality about the educational system.
Ayun, so parang, for me, kailangan ko ng ganun kasi wala nga akong, hindi ako magaling sa math. Pangalawa, nagsistruggle din yung focus ko financially. Tapos, kumbaga, kailan ko ng role model for that.
Financial sa labas decisions. Ng circle mo.
Oh, so, useful yun for me. So, I guess, the pros of life pigs is yung mga parang bagay in your life na handicap ka. Pwede ka makahanap ng
crutch.
Hindi crutch eh. Parang, I guess the word I was looking for was surrogate. So, parang may surrogate parents ka or surrogate guides. Ayun. So, okay, we move on to the cons. Ano yung cons ng life pegs for you?
Ako yung cons ng life peg is, just like me, you can be living in this fantasy bubble.
Okay.
Nakakala mo, oh, ang perfect-perfect ng buhay niya, susundan ko siya.
Okay.
Whereas, a matter of fact, yung mga sikat na tao, na naging life peg. May mga media teams yan. May PR team yan na malupit.
Na if celebrity or like influencers.
Hindi, kahit yung mga influencers.
Hindi, paano yung parang ako, yung life pegs ko? Like normal person. Like,
ayun na, sa bagay, kung ganun, parang yung utak mo, lininis yung ano niya. Yung parang, image siya, niya.
Wala siyang magagawang mali.
Yun, no. Ito, having a life peg is living a life of fantasy. Kahit pa paano. I'm not saying it's bad or good.
Or
it's
aspiration.
Just,
your aspiration kind of leads you to fantasy shit. Okay.
It's ano, it's being sort of removed from reality. Yun. You're removed from reality if you have a life peg.
Whoa!
Di, totoo.
Bold claims.
Totoo.
Sabagay, may some form of escapism.
Oh, exactly. May some form of escapism. Which, if you think about it, then, minsan nakakatulong, a little fantasy will help you achieve things.
Yes. Delusions.
Ganun hindi, ito, lahat ng successful people, I'm sure, may dose of delusion yan sa katawan nila.
Yes. Ayun ngang, babalik ko dun sa kinaiiritahan kong artist. Di ba nga, ano, kinento ng mga batchmate niya, may delusions siya na, ano, siya daw yung second coming ni Juan Luna.
Kaya yun. Hindi, ito, for example, sige, let's bring it closer to home. The fact na ang kapal na mukha natin na nagka-podcast tayo.
Okay.
This podcast would not have been possible without our sponsors. This podcast would not have been possible if we didn't have a dose of delusion in our bodies. Now, wow, tong boses natin na hindi naman ganun kaganda, tapos yung mga thoughts natin na hindi naman ganun ka-original or brilliant.
Nagfi-fish ka ba?
Hindi. I'm saying it as a matter of fact.
Okay.
May makikinig sa atin. Di ba?
Pero I don't think ganun natin inisip eh. Para mas ano lang to eh. Parang
katuwaan lang.
Expression lang siya. Kung may listener, cool. Kung wala, di wala.
That's why nga. thank you na lang, Podpals, kung nakikinig pa rin kayo.
Salamat na lang sa lahat.
De, pero yung nagigets mo.
Ano?
Delusion is a useful drug if you want to achieve things.
Ano
I call it a drug, yes.
Ano yung difference ng delusion tsaka bravery? Oh.
Halos pareho.
Hindi ba brave lang naman yung ginagawa natin? I don't think delusional.
Ay, maganda yan.
Delusion kasi
wait, that's another podcast episode. Delusional.
We'll reserve that.
Delusional behavior.
Okay, sige.
Ayun lang. Pero, you agree with what I said?
Sort of, yes.
Pwedeng reality distorting act siya.
Parang ano, no, nawawalan ka ng sense of reality.
Oo.
Ayun.
Unless, grounded yung paghanga mo.
Paano? Para, sige, what
okay,
is
it? Idol ko tong athlete na to.
Oo.
Pero alam ko siya? Nag-steroid siya. Idol ko tong rockstar na to, pero alam ko siya shabu-addict siya. At hindi ko tutularan yung aspect niya na yun.
Pwede selective. Oo. Selective ka lang dun sa idol mo. Mm-hmm. Diba? Gets naman. Parang si ano, hindi sige later. I have a question for you, Don. So ako naman, yung cons niya, ito mas parang social media based life pegs. I think it gives you a very superficial sense of, nasabi mo na yun, diba? Parang escapism or like, in a way superficial yung pagtanggap mo dun sa life milestones niya or achievements niya. Na nagli-lead to superficial insecurity. Na kunwari, yung life peg mo nung 18 ka, parang sinabi mo, idol ko siya, ganyan-ganyan. So, about decision niya, kunwari nagka-boyfriend siya, gusto mo rin magka-boyfriend?
Oo.
Or, kunwari, nakipag-break siya dun sa boyfriend niya, makikipag-break ka din? Or, nag-propose na sa kanya yung boyfriend niya. Iba pressure, malulungkot ka kasi...
Gets ko yun.
Alam, yung parang weird.
Hindi kaya nga, for example nga, di ba?
Oo. Oh.
yun yung problema kung may life peg ka tapos bata ka. Kunwari, oh, idol ko si Taylor Swift.
Mm.
Gagayahin, gusto ko yung music
niya.
Wait,
wag na lang si Taylor Swift.
Okay
kasi
lang yun.
Kasi big,
lang.
Ano siya eh.
Kaya nga.
Kunwari, influencer.
Oh, sige, itong influencer na to, idol ko yung music niya.
Okay.
Gagayahin ko yung pananamit niya. Okay lang yun.
Okay lang yun. Chill.
Pero, nandaya siya sa boyfriend niya. O mandadaya na rin ako sa boyfriend ko.
Weird.
Yun yung weird. Or yun yung hindi ko magets about life peg sa parang, hindi ba pwedeng yung admiration mo hanggang dun lang sa skill niya? Or sa, sige, fashion niya?
Pero dangerous din yung fashion na. Kasi, kunwari, isa yan sa criticism, hindi yung criticism, but naging mindful si Emma Chamberlain. Kasi, kunwari, ngayon, yung mga damit niya, Louis Vuitton, or meron siya mga Celine items. Meron siya mga, ano, mahal, mahal. Yung wallet ni Emma Chamberlain, Bottega Veneta.
Wow.
Ganon. As in, like, designer things. Pumunta siya sa Paris Fashion Week. So, yung mga, eh, paano na lang yung mga sing edad niyang idol? Siya na parang, alam mo yun, na-even siya. In one of her podcast episodes, sinabi niya yung dangers nun, na noon, as in talagang pinipressure niya yung parents niya na bilan siya.
Mm.
Or, na-push siya to buying super fakes. Na parang, alam mo yun, nagiging superficial din yung life decisions mo. Like, for example, yung, alam na ng podcast to, like, yung pet peeve TikTok couple influencers na kini-criticize ko or like nag-cringe ako. Like, nakita ko sa algorithm ko, na-hit ako na when ina-unbox nung girlfriend na 23-year-old, 23-year-old, ina-unbox niya yung gift ng jowa niya, nung boyfriend niya na I think 10 years older than her. Binigyan siya ng Celine belt.
Mm-mm.
Do you know how much a Celine belt is?
How much? Wala akong alam.
It's like around 35,000 pesos. So, isipin mo yung mga couples na naglo-look up to them. Parang, oh, ba't di mo bila ng Celine belt?
Mm-mm.
Si, ano, binilan siya.
Oo nga.
Yung gano'n, na parang, oh, dear Lord. Or parang, nagkakotse na sila, tas nag, ha, alam mo yun, yung, hello, I'll take you through my first drive, tas, ang mahal ng kotse niya. So, parang nagbe-build ng, ah, naiwan niya na ako, ganun. So, false sense of insecurity rin, di ba?
Mm.
Yun, I think that's dangerous. And also, over hyper-consumerism din yan. Parang kung ano yung damit niya, bibilin mo.
Eh, paano? Doon naman sila kikita ng pera talaga.
Kaya yung influencers.
Sa ano tawag ron? Endorsements.
Oo. Diba? Kung ano yung binili niya, shoes, binili niya kape, binili niya kung
kahit
ano.
Yung mga artista and musicians, hindi sila kumikita talaga sa
dun sa
movies nila or sa albums nila. Dun sa endorsements nila eh.
Yun. Yun lang yung medyo ano sa akin. Downside. Tapos ito na. Next question for you. What if yung life peg mo nag-fall from grace? Kunwari, yung life peg mo na-accuse siya of sexual assault or
okay.
Yung life peg mo biglang kunwari si Woody Allen na lang.
Yun na.
Yun, what if na-canceled siya? Oh.
Yun ang ano.
Ano ang gagawin?
Yun ang corny ang sagot ko dahil feeling ko may bilang 40 na ako, 41 na ako.
Hindi, i-share mo yung, oh sige, as a 41-year-old. Oh.
Sige, idol ko. Meaning ko, Woody Allen.
Ah, kaya nga. Oh.
As a writer, as a director, as an overall artist. Yun nalaman ko yon. Hmm. Hindi na ako yung hindi ko na idol si Woody Allen. Hindi na. Ayoko na. Hindi na ako manood ng Woody Allen movies. No, actually. I'm still watching a lot of Woody Allen movies now. Pero, bilang mature na ako, na-separate ko yung person tsaka yung artist. Hindi ko kaya yung ano niya, personal life niya.
Tsaka ano, pag
hindi
sinabi
ko tutularan siya at all.
At
pero
sinabi,
yung skill niya as yung skill niya as a
writer,
as a writer, as and a filmmaker, yes, I still admire it.
Pero nako-correlate mo ba yun? Parang, baka kaya siya magaling kasi sick yung...
Hindi.
Hindi naman.
Not at all.
Ako kasi, ito.
Parang ganito lang yan. Mahirap kung artist kasi, di ba, in touch rin sila with their personalities, with their emotions.
Yes.
Pero isipin mo, conductor si Woody Allen.
Yuck.
Hindi. Isipin mo lang, doctor si Woody Allen. Tapos yung output niya ay gamot sa cancer.
Pero ano?
Yes, pero yung kadiri activities. Yung gamot niya sa cancer, admire mo ba? Oo, di ba?
Hirap naman.
Para wala, siyang, kasi, wala siyang pinatay na tao nung para ma-formulate yung gamot sa cancer.
Eh, pero underage,
Exactly, yun na nga. Ako,
almost pedophile.
Exactly. Sasabihin ko, kadiri siyang tao, pero magaling siyang doktor.
Pero dapat hindi mo gina-justify.
Hindi yan na, not all.
Parang,
ito na nga eh, makulong siya.
Itong cure for cancer, ginawa siya ng pedophile. Ganon, fact.
Or okay. Ito, makulong si Woody Allen or si Johnny Depp. Pero sasabihin ko pa rin, bigyan niyo siya ng laptop habang nasa preso siya.
Because?
Kasi para makagawa pa rin siya ng
art.
Art, oh.
Okay.
Or,
in the case of the doctor, bigyan niyo siya ng lab kahit nasa preso siya. Para makagawa pa siya ng gamot.
Okay ba tayo?
Yeah.
I think may spectrum ako. I kind of draw the line sa sexual predators.
Okay.
And financial, ano ba, fraud. Yun.
Kahit super galing ah.
Hindi talaga yung... Okay. Ako yun. Yun. I mean, ako lang yun. Pero kasi kunwari mala Robin Hood. I mean, si Robin Hood magnanakaw, di ba? Kung Robin Hood na parang binibigay niya sa mahirap, pwede pa siguro. Anyway, kasi ako, like, I've had... Actually, medyo tough time sa akin yung 2022 to now. Kasi some of my life pegs parang... I mean, right in front of my eyes, nakita ko yung mali. Na parang, I mean, naka-contribute siguro yung, kumbaga, nag-mature ako. And kasi sa industry naman, as you get promoted, magpapantay kayo eventually, eh, di ba? Na, I mean, senior mo pa rin sila, mas matanda pa rin sila sa'yo, mas seasoned sila sa'yo. But eventually, magkakapareho kayo ng title. So, having that sort of access to them, na parang less na akong mas mababa sa kanila, I guess, yung nagkakaroon ako ng equal, yung punto de vista ko, hindi na ako worm's eye view, diba? Hindi na sila parang towering gods, diba, sa akin. Parang eventually, nag-equalize siya. And dahil nag-equalize, nakikita ko yung flaws nila.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, parang nagko-convert siya na, now that medyo umabot ako dun sa, idol kita nun kasi gusto ko marating yun. Nung narating ko yun, tapos nakita ko how they're doing it, parang, hindi pala yun yung gusto ko maging. Iba palang kind of leader yung gusto ko maging or ibang kind of person yung gusto ko maging. Yun. I mean, swerte ako yung isa kong idol. Chill pa siya eh. Okay pa siya. Yun. So, I guess, yun, ako, na-experience ko yung nag-falls from grace. Like, heartbreaking pala siya.
Oo naman.
Heartbreaking siya. Kasi parang, mapapa-question ka na, shit, yung mga decisions na pinattern ko sa decisions mo, does it make me also a bad person?
Tsaka isa rin, iba rin pala yung kuyong idol mo.
Oh.
Sorry, trigger warning, pod pals. Nagano take their own lives. Like, for example, si Anthony Bourdain.
Oo, heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking, di ba? Or Robin Williams. Iba rin, ano? Ibang klaseng iba kawasakan yun, ano? Yung parang maisip mo, ay, depressed pala sila. Ang saya-saya nila, tapos depressed pala.
Fan ako ni Heath Ledger.
O yun, isa pa yun.
Umiyak ako sa school. As in, umiyak ako. Nung in-announce yun, umiyak
iba yun
ako.
Sa namatay ah. Yung namatay of natural causes knock on wood na aksidente pa, di ba?
Iba pa yun.
Iba
eh.
Pa yun. Pero yung, iba yung tama pala kung if they took their own lives. No?
Kurt Cobain, were you old enough to understand?
Yes, pero actually, mabigat din yun.
Mabigat yun. Ano kayo parang, huh?
Pero mabigat yung kay Anthony Bourdain.
Oo. Ako, na-affect ako. Todo. Kasi, ang dami.
Parang 1 week, no? na or 2 weeks with that. Tsaka yung kay Robin Williams.
Nee, when I see him, I'm still...
Ah, still. Diba? Iba, no? Mm. Iba yung effect niya.
I mean, ayun, para social relationship, I'm nobody to Anthony Bourdain. Pero he inspired me so much, na-inform niya yung value system ko, even the way I look at traveling or many other things. Ano mo yun, na deep yung influence niya sa akin. So, nasaktan ako. Yet, maiintindihan mo.
Mm.
Diba? Like, ang sakit. I guess right now, no pressure dun sa life peg ko ngayon. No pressure. Pero, happy ako na intact pa yung, kumbaga, 1 out of 3. Okay pa siya.
Ito, may strange question.
No pressure though. Ano?
May awkward question ako for the both of us.
Oh.
At ano, delulu.
Okay.
Delulu to. Delulu ano? Meaning delusional.
Okay.
May lumapit na ba sa'yo na nagsabi, CJ, ikaw ang life peg ko? Bawal ang humble dito.
I think indirectly.
Oh.
I find pals,
it... Wag kayong mayabangan
sa amin. Disclaimer na lang. Oh, disclaimer. Parang ano na lang to. Parang usapang lasing. Oh,
kung bag, usapang lasing or usapang tayo-tayo lang ah.
Yung wag nyo kaming i-judge. Fun-fun lang. Fun-fun. Ganun.
Revelations lang.
Ikaw muna, niya ako eh.
Ayoko na iya. Ako bigla, ayoko yung question na to.
Eh, ba't ba tinanong?
Sabihin mo. Ba't ko nga tinanong? Ayoko na.
Hindi, kasi may i-share ako. Mauna ka lang. Ano?
Ayoko nga, nahiya ako bigla. Tama. Hindi, ibig sabihin, kung sinabi ko nahiya ako, ibig sabihin meron.
Oo nga, oo.
Hindi ka na, hindi nga ako komportable.
Eh, ba't ba nga tinanong?
Tinanong ko sa directed
dapat sagutin mo din.
Oo, meron.
Oo, ano nga yung sayo? Ikaw muna.
May nag-apply dati.
I assure you, sasagot ako.
Sige, ito na lang.
Mm.
Yung, ayoko na bigay yung the big example, nahiya ako.
Sabihin mo na.
Ayoko nga.
Pod Pals, promise no judgment. Oh, go.
Ito na lang. May, yung friend natin na si Quarkinares, na who was a...
What?
Who was a boss at production
agency. Basta, oh.
Nag-i-edit sila ng editor niya.
Okay.
Tapos tinanong niya, bakit ka ba napunta sa film? Tapos sabi niya, ano? Ayokong sabi niya, idol.
Ano nga?
Sinusundan ko yung ano dati, yung
idol
work.
Ka niya, idol ka
whatever, gusto niya yung works ni... gusto ko yung works ni Vince Ong. Ayun.
Hindi naman yun yung wording eh. Idol ka
tapos
niya.
Tapos sinabi ni ano, sabi ni Quark, sasabihin ko sa kanya, sige. Ayun, yun lang.
Eh, hindi direct.
Ayoko nga, ayoko yung question na ito, nahiya ako.
Sabihin mo na.
Incapable ako.
Eh, ba't bro ka tinanong?
Wala, pumasok lang sa utak.
Ang unfair, sasagutin ko eh. Yun sa akin personal eh.
Like, hindi nga ako magaling. Ayoko maging mayabang. Ayoko ng...
Corny!
Yung sa'yo na lang.
Yung sa akin, I still find it strange. Pero ina-accommodate ko. Kasi parang, sige, I kind of like the...
How to be you po?
The attention. Like, yung wow, my God.
Wow, honest
ano, alam yun. Bakit?
Yung nga, I admire, ito, naiingit ako sa'yo na kaya mong sabihin niya na...
Eh, tinanong mo
yun. Okay nga.
Like, sometimes, there are... Hindi, kasi gusto ko i-share kasi they were brave enough to ask me.
Okay.
You have to honor that, diba?
Yes.
And respect
yes.
that. And sort of... I mean, I guess, isipin mo na lang, in-approach mo si Wes Anderson, tapos sinabi mo na idol mo siya, tapos minaliit niya na, hindi naman. Di ba man nakakairita
din? Oo, dapat talaga sabihin mo, thank you.
Oo. So, this is me doing that. Wow. Ginastify ko.
Wala, anyway, wala. Go, tuloy mo yan.
So, dapat okay sagutin mo.
Ayoko!
Dapat sagutin mo yung sayo. Anyway, like, every time nagsiselfie ako ng... Kunwari, kasi mahilig ako mag-selfie, di ba? Especially pag weekend, pag GGSS ako. So, madalas, like, maraming nagtatanong kung ano yung hair color ko, gano'n. As in, sana ako nagpapagawa ng color ko, ng cut and color, gano'n. Tapos, sasabihin ko na parang, meron talaga akong suki na stylist sa Benchfix, Glorietta, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos pagsasabihin na, ay, wala po ako sa Manila. Ano yung best alternative? Ganun. So yun, tatanungin ko yung stylist. Tapos sinabi ko na lang. Yun.
Pag wala, go.
Ayun, mga ganun. Yung pagtatanong na yung ano yung tawag sa haircut ko or ano yung tawag sa color ng hair ko.
Kumbaga ikaw yung naging style peg.
Oo, oh, ganyan. Or, kunwari, madami ano eh, related to style or to
pero
makeup.
Yun na nga, ang
so,
tanong, does it
ako
make you uneasy? Hindi.
At first, na parang, wait, hindi naman ako super ganda na parang, ano mo yun, parang Liza
maganda
Soberano.
Ka.
Tigilan ako. Or hindi siya parang Catherine Bernardo type. Pero for someone to actually find it pretty, eh, tatanggapin ko yun. Yung thank you, di ba?
Ano dapat yun? Tanggapin
oo
mo.
So,
weird
thank
kung hindi
you
mo tanggapin.
Thank you. I think yun, yun yung most. And may time na parang may girl na she's super perky, super friendly online. Na parang nag-aral siya sa province. Tapos nagtrabaho na siya dito. Tapos parang I find it sweet. And for me, hindi rin ako makapaniwala in a certain level. Na parang, meron kasi akong favorite cafe, diba? Coffee shop, curator. When I went there, parang sabi ng mga friends kong barista na, oh, merong, ano, girl na tinatanong niya kung ano yung order mo. Tapos i-order niya din daw.
Baka stalker to ah.
Hindi naman. Parang nung nakita ko, yung girl na to, nag-picture din siya and she ordered it. Tapos parang, oy, look, I went to your favorite coffee shop. I mean, hindi naman niya hinahope na nandun ako. But, I don't know, yun, I find it sweet.
Mm.
Kadiri na to, okay na. It ends here.
Hindi, okay lang.
Ikaw nga, sagutin mo. O, ano?
Hindi ko nasasabihin yung sasasabihin ko talaga anong pakiramdam ko.
Oh, sige.
I feel loved, of course. I feel good about myself.
Oo.
And tinatrain ko pa yung sarili ko to accept these kinds of compliments, these experiences na of having someone admire your work.
Mm.
Hindi pa sana yung katawan ko and yung utak ko.
Pero nakaka-pressure din kapag
oh yun. And at the same time, nape-pressure ako and gusto ko rin sabihin na, uy,
ano mag-feel, di ba?
Gusto ko sabihin na, uy, nakachumamba lang ako doon or, uy, hindi ako kasing galing na siguro nasa utak mo.
Mm. Ngayon parang i-ground kita, hindi.
Oo.
Like,
nakachumamba lang ako ha, or pwedeng
ano?
Baka na fake news ka lang. May ganun ako.
Huwag mo namang
hindi naman
i-reduce. Huwag mo namang maliitin yung huwag mo i-invalidate yung
pero at the same time,
oh,
inaano ko, hindi. Yun, oh, oh. Gusto, ayoko maging responsible.
Oo. Oh.
Ayoko maging role model.
Wala ka magagawa. If ever.
Parang,
you can only be responsible.
Tularan mo ko at your own, ano, at risk. Your own risk, ha. Bahala
pero,
ka sa buhay mo.
Although, yung
pero oo nga, no? What, ano, if ikaw yung maging life pig, ano,
ay,
yung, ano yung dapat mong responsibility na ibigay sa sarili mo, no? Kadiri yun, ano?
I think dapat may mystery ka.
Yes.
Tsaka ano,
instead
huwag mong pakita lahat.
Kung iba,
i-edit
na,
mo.
Ibandera mo yung ano, yung buong buhay mo.
Huwag, huwag.
Hindi, pero
the
pwede rin.
Or, hindi, if you will show the mistakes or
ang
the failures, ayusin mo na siya. Ako ah, ang sagwa, if they see you fail on the spot, and it's so messy, and it's so, makikita nila yung pettiness mo, makikita nila, like,
although, may kontra ko dyan.
Ano?
You know, I follow a lot of art tutorial
creators.
YouTube.
Oh, oh.
Yung isa sa favorite kong YouTube art teachers, may isang episode siya, may isang video siya na pinakita niya yung mga pangit niyang drawings
pero,
na na-reject.
Hindi kaya nga, pero
tapos yun yung one of the most liked.
Pero meron siyang some form of
viewed
editorial na kinurate na niya yung mistakes niya para malalearn mo yung
hindi, pinakita ang pangit talaga ng mga drawings.
Oo nga. Kumbaga, meron siyang idea in mind na ipapakita niya yung mga rejected. So, in a way, editorialized.
Ah, okay.
Ang, what I'm trying to say is, yun, alam mo yung mga CEO, quote-unquote, ng mga beauty products na ano, na, alam mo yung parang B2B, maraming ganyan eh, magjajamon CEO on TikTok na nag-aaway-away sila right in front of their followers. Parang, for me, kachipan yun eh. Yun. I guess, if ikaw yung role model, wag ka nilang gumanang kachipan. For me, yun yung basic rule ko. Huwag kang makipag-away online. Huwag kang yung mga sumasagot-sagot ka ng mga ano, reply-reply na video. Tapos yung kailan mo pang mag-apology video. Parang cringe. Ayun. Pero ang downside niya na, ang nare-realize ko, actually, in-observe ko na siya ngayon. Parang I'm making myself less available for people na may parasocial relationship sa akin.
Mystery.
Yung mga, ano, parang either they follow me and my art or pa-listener kasi hindi, mabait sila, mababe sila. Yung usually mga ano yan eh, yung nagpa-follow ng art.
Pero wait.
Parang magme-message sila ng sobrang haba. Tapos, alam na to nung podpals eh. Yung parang, wait lang ah. Kinakausap yung wow, grabe yung access mo sa akin. Yung wow, medyo ang kapal ng mukha mo to ask me these things.
Pero ikaw,
and ask
siguro
for my
mas
opinion. Tapos, ayoko na sumagot.
Mas sanay ka than most kasi medyo celebrity ka nung bata ka eh. Sanay ka na eh. Na to the point na parang tinatanggihan mo na nga yung admiration eh.
Hindi, gusto ko yun.
Hindi, pero may training ka. Since may mga media tours ka na, ilang 11 years old ka lang.
Oo, yung talagang, oo, medyo, parang diba? Media training. Pero yun nga, ngayon, parang nadadala na akong sumagot. Kasi iba talaga mapanghimasok eh. Yung parang, why are you talking to me like,
baliktad naman tayo.
I'm your friend. Or, why are you talking to me as if pwede mo kong away-awayin? Yung parang may ano na siya, may,
pero, what do you
mean? Konti naman respeto, man.
Ito, ano yung phenomenon ng parasocial relationships?
May imbalance siya. Basically,
define muna. Define the term.
It's a new, it's kind of, it's, hindi siya new kind of, it's basically, ano ba, parang, pasisimplihin ko ah. Basically, ano yung relationship ng fan tsaka ng idol? Or, ng celebrity and a follower? Whatever. Basta may imbalance na, this person, yung fan, or yung, kunwari, yung receiving end, yung parasocial relationship, sobrang dami niyang alam about the celebrity. Pero yung celebrity, konti, hindi niya, stranger,
wala siyang alam.
Stranger to para sa kanya. Siguro, pag sinabi mong fan niya, yun lang, yun na yung alam niya. Hmm. But, sige, kunwari, ako, si, sino ba yung fan na fan ako? Kunwari si Elliot Page. Diba, super dami nating alam about him. Diba, we kind of think and feel like we understand him. But he doesn't know us.
Mm-mm.
But when we meet, parang ano, parang long distance relationship siya.
Mm-mm.
Na may parang entitlement ka to them kasi kilala mo sila.
Uy, pero I've been reading about this. May mga ibang celebrities ang galing ng ginagawa. Nagkakaroon sila ng fans day. Tapos yung fans day nila, it's not about them. Tinatanong nila yung mga buhay ng fans nila.
Pero, meron ding theory na ganyan eh, yung theory ng attention na we can only care for an X amount of things. In a day yata, ang dami na if we care about 150 topics.
Ah, tama.
So imagine mo, if you have to care about 2 million individual people, mapapagod ka.
May sinabi dyan yung, sa topic na yan, yung musician na si Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters and Nirvana. Tinanong sa kanya, ba't hindi raw siya nabaliw like other musicians? Kasi sinabi niya, yung shrink niya raw magaling. Na sinabi nung shrink niya, 100 people knowing who you are is normal. 300 people knowing who you are is kind of normal but getting weird. 1 million or 2 million people knowing who you are is effed up. That's why kailangan natin ayusin yan. Yun.
Mm.
Tama. It's not normal for 2 million people or more to know who you are.
And kunwari, well, in the age of social media, inevitable na may 2 million na may kilala sa isang celebrity or influencer or creator. Pero imposible na yung 2 million na yun, kilala niya din equally. So, ayun lang. Parang, hindi talaga equal yung attention, hindi equal yung relationship eh.
Tsaka
pero,
yung
last na. What I think yung imbalance dyan, akala siguro, parang as a fan, meron kang sense of entitlement na, celebrity kay, mas may power ka kaysa sa akin. Whatever I tell you, kung masakit man o bastos, privileged ka naman, mayaman ka naman, madami ka namang achievement, hindi ka ganun ka dapat masaktan. May ganun eh.
Oo nga.
Diba?
Mga paparazzi ganyan mag-isip.
Parang ha, wait lang ha. Mas vulnerable nga siguro yung iba. Like, I cannot speak for myself. Like, sino ba man ako compare mo kay, let's say, Catherine Bernardo, diba? Na, nobody. Pero parang, pareho lang tayong na-hurt. And dangerous yun kung yung idol mo hindi na siya na-hurt.
Mm.
Yun. So, anyway, one last question. What do you think Life Peg say about ourselves?
Well, ito may nabasa akong quote. Idolizing someone is just recognizing your potential in another person. Mm-hmm. Medyo naniniwala ako ron.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang nakikita mo lang naman yung sarili mo, yung realized self mo.
Idealized din.
Oo.
In a way.
Dun sa tao na parang may potential akong maging ganyan. Kung sipagin ako.
Tama
may ganun
naman.
Eh.
Oh.
Or, baka yun yung goals mo. Nakikita mo yung future goals mo.
Mm-hmm.
Dun sa taong yon. Kasi ako, like for example, wala akong idol na basketball, wala akong life peg na basketball player. Because hindi ako invested dun sa aspeto na yun. Marami
sino
akong
life pegs mo?
Well, ngayon, hindi na rin masyadong filmmakers and musicians. Kasi medyo, writers and illustrators now.
Pwede bang mas bata yung life peg mo sa'yo?
Yun. Oo naman. Marami akong ganyan. Actually, yun na nga eh, mas, ang kung bata yung life peg ko, more like may halong inggit kasi para.
Actually, recurring mo sinasabi yan sa akin.
Eh, totoo naman eh.
Ano?
Main technology nila ngayon, yung education nila nag-iba na rin. Na-deprived ako of back then.
Pero again, what I always tell you, aren't you happy for them?
I'm happy for them, I'm sad for me.
But you can do it now.
Yeah, pero not without that same energy. And that same malleability of the brain.
Oh.
Yun.
Ako kasi, I think what it says about ourselves, I agree with you na nakikita mo yung potential and pwede ding nakikita mo yung present mo sa kanila na parang, may shared values kami or, usually pareho kami ng opinion. Like ako, feeling ko, sobrang parang feeling ko soulmates ko ni Emma Chamberlain. Like even in terms of the way she would edit her YouTube videos during the pandemic. Di ba kinikwento ko sa'yo na parang, alam mo na, alala ko yung even the editing style when I was editing videos when I was in high school. Ganon. As in, tapos yung relationship niya with her parents. Di ba na yung daddy niya yung cinematographer niya usually sa vlog niya. Bibigay ng ideas yung dad niya. Painter yung dad niya. So, parang ang dami namin in common. Tapos parang feeling ko medyo pareho.
Okay lang yun.
Yun. So, I think...
And mas bata siya sa'yo.
Oh, but it energizes me na while bata siya, nakarelate ako sa kanya.
Yung ganyan ko, yung Emma Chamberlain ko, si ano?
Sina?
Zild. Si Zild Benitez, no?
Oo. Oh,
bakit?
Gets naman.
Ikaw naman nagsabi nun eh.
Oo. Pero yun, it assures me na, okay pa yung utak ko. Hindi pa ako parang tita na, alam mo yun, yung matanda na ako, hindi ko na yan ginagawa. Hindi ko na yan nagaget. Yung for me to be able to identify with a Gen Z creator, parang, oh, yay.
Actually,
my mind still is you know, it in at ano ba, in the present, 'di ba? Hindi pa tita. 'Yun. So I guess to answer directly like what it says about us. Alam mo parang very psychological or Freudian siya in a way. Yung mga life peg natin, 'yun yung mga gusto nating i-improve sa buhay natin, 'di ba? 'Yun.
Or hindi ako nga as I, isa pang insight ko. Now that I'm 40, pwede ako magkaroon ng life peg. Pero hindi ko susundan yung mga yapak nila. Yung parang admire lang from afar. Pwede pala yun.
Oo naman.
Yung parang, sure idol ko si Quentin Tarantino. Pero magpapakapuyat pa ba ako ngayon at ano?
Hindi na life peg yun. Admiration mo lang.
Hindi, kaya nga. As you reach 40. Or yung parang, sure, idol ko si Stephen King, pero magsusulat pa ba ako ng mga 40 na libro? Parang, probably not.
Admiration hassle. Na lang.
Ha?
Admiration na lang.
And walang masama ron. Dati akala ko parang failure ka sa buhay kung hindi mo sinundan yung life peg mo. Pero at the same time, hindi lang naman yung acts niya yung sinusundan mo eh. Yung values niya rin.
Yung values.
Na kunwari, I know it's impossible for me to write 50 books, 50 novels like Stephen King at this point in my life. Pero, pwede ko pa rin life peg si Stephen King because of his insight.
Yes.
Because of his writing prowess. Because of his
humility.
Humility.
Oh.
Gets mo ba?
Yeah.
Hindi na ako makakagawa ng 7 movies like, 10 movies like Quentin Tarantino. At hindi na rin na makaka-art. Hindi na ako makakagawa ng Oscar-winning movie. I'm sure of it in this lifetime. Pero pwede ko pa rin life peg si Quentin Tarantino in his passion for knowing about his craft. Or about his, or pwede rin, idol ko siya because of his eloquence.
Yeah.
Or his geekiness.
Na I think nga, how we can look at life pegs is dapat beyond the superficial na kasalanan kasi ng NBA cards or ng trading cards eh, na parang meron tayong blank, may parang items na gusto nating i-match. Mm. Diba? Dapat hindi lang sila definition of life pegs should not be our definition of success or failure, but more of tama kay values eh.
Oh, like, tsaka for example,
conduct themselves, how do they push through things, how do they deal with failure, paano sila makitungo sa ibang tao, 'di ba? Na
hindi, for example, kunwari, tsaka pwede rin idol mo siya tapos iba yung fields niyo. For example, dentista ako. Tapos idol ko si Paul McCartney.
Pwede mo i-apply.
Oo, kung gaano ka galing si Paul McCartney sa tao or gaano ka galing si Paul McCartney sa pag-handle ng business. Edi apply ko yun sa dentistry ko.
Na I think it would even make innovation flourish.
Oo.
Dun sa field mo. And ako nga on the side, kunwari, babalik ko kay Emma Chamberlain. Hindi ako confident speaker. You know that. Hindi rin ako magaling mag-engage or, yung alam mo yung meeting strangers.
Oh.
And now that in my position sa work, dami ko mga networking things. Like, I meet important people most of the time. Just, I don't know what to do. So, ngayon, pinapanood ko yung mga how Emma would interview celebrities and actors, models sa Met Gala. Na, wow, important people, pero galing yung host eh. So, alam mo yun, may matututunan pa din ako na weakness ko siya. Yun.
Pero yun, hindi rin ba tayo nagkakaroon ng life peg kasi weakness natin yung
magaling sila.
Magaling sila.
Oh, I think so. I think so too.
Di ba? Pero at the same time, weakness natin yun at ayaw na rin natin mag-improve. So we'll live vicariously through them.
No, ako baliktad. I kind of wanna improve.
Okay.
Kaya ko pa naman.
Well, ako medyo...
Hindi, pero parang...
medyo masakit na yung katawan hindi ko sa naman, mga ganyan.
Pero hindi naman ako delusional. Ako nari, idol ko si Marjeline Didal sa skateboarding. Alam ko namang hindi ako magiging Olympic level skateboarder, diba? Ayan, admiration na lang yun. Ayun. Anyway.
Final words?
Yeah. Last.
Wala. Ako yun. This is a fun episode. Magaan lang. Ingat-ingat lang sa life pegs, pod pals.
Or wag natin silang i-ano.
Then, don't put them on a pedestal. Tapos, piliin ang puri. Wow.
Wow. And I think useful yung may sinabi ka kasi kanina na yung parang wala silang gagawing mali.
Oo.
Dangerous din yun na parang yung kunwari may ginawa silang mali nga. Tapos hindi ka makapaniwala just because you admire them so much. Parang i-ground niya din yung sarili niya dyan. Ayun. And they're people. They can make mistakes. Ayun. Anyway, Pam.
Okay.
Okay. Game.
Okay, so this is for episode 11.
Your favorite episode.
3. 114.
Also known as Winsy's Tell All.
Yep. So this came from a certain letter I.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just here to answer Winsy regarding his question at 119.46.
Wow, time code. Oh.
Why my baby boomer parents are so big on religion?
Okay.
Both of them grew up in Iloilo and Cotabato.
Okay.
I don't know how or what was life like in their province.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't really have much based on what they told me compared to the life they gave me. Mm-hmm. Heck, they're the first generation in their kin to have had a degree.
Wow. Okay.
I think they were that spiritual because, hey, they had to hold on to something bright and positive so that they can have a reason to justify the hardships they were experiencing at that time.
Mm.
Totoo naman.
Mm.
I figure it's basically blind faith because they weren't aware you can question it.
Mm.
That's just about it. That's just what I concluded while I was unconsciously observing them growing up.
Hindi, tsaka baka wala. It gives them a positive experience. Di,
pero isipin mo nga, no, dati, their only form of self-care was religion.
Mm.
Tsaka, iba rin yung kung baby boomer sila, lumaki rin sila sa violence, no?
Hmm?
World War?
Hindi, after war na sila. Greatest violence generation pa rin yung, I guess, Marcos dictatorship. Oo. Yun.
Ikaw, what's your
ito,
Pam?
Ito, ang aking Pam. Galing sa Discord. Sabi niya, I love the latest episode. I feel seen as a Pinoy agnostic. Na-affirm ang aking religious identity. Ha ha ha. Share ko lang, I came out to my dad as an agnostic recently. And he likewise identifies as one pala.
Ang galing.
But he warned me na hindi kami aamin kay mom who's really religious. Tapos yung really naka-italicize.
Oh.
Yung sinasamahan na lang namin siya sa mass para di siya mag-amok. Haha.
Amok talaga, no? You're
niya,
going to hell.
Tapos sabi niya, also CJ, sabi, tinag niya ako, also CJ, buti pa sa saints ko niyo, tinuro na God may be considered as a goddess. Ang lame ng saints ko namin, very traditional pa at that time. So I guess ibang branch siya. Sabi ko nga kami yung Barubal Saints ko eh. Yun, ayun, that's our Pam. Ang daming nag-share actually, nakakatuwa.
Oh, tsaka, thank you Pod Pals dahil nagtagal siya ng konti sa Spotify
trending
charts.
Oh.
Oh, sa trending episodes.
Oh, mag-tell all ka daw kasi madalas.
So, yun lang Pod Pals. See you again next episode. Hope you enjoyed this one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.